This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I commend them for coming forward. I have said before, I believe them. I think they have all the credibility in the world. And I think that as going forward, this country has a debt that we owe.
This election was tainted by over $50 million from outside groups who want to retain power in their own corrupt ideology. No longer is this about Republican or Democrat control. It has truly been said there's not a dime's worth of difference between them. It's about a Washington establishment which will not listen to the cries of its citizenry. And the battle rages on.
All right, so that's Roy Moore, who, by the way, still says he is not conceding until he knows the final count in Alabama, as he loses, though, officially to Doug Jones. We knew that the other day. Democrats are rallying around Jones to see what it means, trying to interpret it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So I always say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and what are people talking about, and what people are talking about is somewhat this more, a lot, this more loss, and what does it mean? Well, I can tell you that I had a conversation with a couple of Republicans, strategists, I'll say, who told me they honestly felt relief that he didn't win, saying that it would have been disastrous based on all these sexual misconduct allegations and all this controversy and how much controversy there already is, so that would be more damage to the party, and that most felt similar, that there was a wide swath of Republicans who breathed a sigh of relief. It was razor thin. 51 to 49 really was the margin. So there wasn't much wiggle room there, that's for sure. Richard Shelby, Republican from Alabama, who didn't support Moore, said he and other Republicans feel like they got a reprieve after the former judge lost. He said, I think it helps Republicans in the long run that we won't have someone who will be so radioactive, frankly, so controversial. Shelby was speaking to a bunch of reporters with Senator Luther Strange. Another Republican from Alabama said he was conflicted as he watched the election results, because while Republicans would lose a Senate seat, he also felt proud that voters picked principle over politics. So how about that? Even Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, and Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, both are bailing or retiring after 2018, they agreed that the loss was good for the long-term health of the party. And remember, it was a Washington Post report that blew this whole thing open. Leah Korfman said that Moore initiated a sexual encounter with her when she was 14 years old and he was 32. They were already kind of lukewarmish on him anyway, so they just pushed it over in another direction. So the aftermath is, what does it mean, and what do the seats mean, and all of that. That conversation is heavy, heavy, heavy going on in D.C., let's put it that way. In the meantime, taxes, taxes, taxes. All taxes are local. No. All taxes, any kind of raise or increase or whatever, it affects all of us. I always say, what's in your wallet in a different way? What do you know about your taxes? So a strong majority of polled voters oppose the Republican tax bill passed by the Senate earlier this month. The new poll was out. The Harvard Caps Harris survey found that 64%, I am a poll person, so 64% of respondents oppose the bill. 72% of Republicans support the Republican tax reform efforts. 89% of Democrats, 70% of independents oppose it. Many who responded, 34%, believe the bill will raise their taxes. 23% say they don't believe it really impact them. 21% say they believe it would result in a lower personal tax bill. That's a whole bunch of numbers I just flung at you right here in the beginning. What does it mean? It means it depends on your circumstance, and everything has to pass to begin with. So for individuals, whatever the deductions are, double the child credit. That would be good if you have children, $1,000 to $2,000. Cut the tax rate on small businesses. Good for small businesses. I think the chokehold on small businesses is ridiculous. Reduce overall tax rates for individuals. Eliminate the Obamacare mandate. Get rid of the alternative minimum tax for most people while keeping it for companies. So it'll be interesting to see how it's tweaked or turns or whatever happens. Meanwhile, the White House did get rid of some luggage, and some would say baggage. It depends on how you look at her. But Omarosa, who was really tight with Trump before he was president, is gone. The Trump administrative aide set off White House alarms in an attempt to gain access to the residence after learning she had been fired from her job. According to CBS, Omarosa tried to enter the White House after John Kelly told her employment would end in January. Remember, she was a former star of The Apprentice, and she's been the director of communications for the White House Office of Public Liaison. So I guess everything blew up when Kelly tried to discuss Omarosa's walk-in privileges and access to Trump, and that was it. And they reported in the White House that all hell would break loose. And apparently, that's exactly what happened. The Secret Service says we're not involved in removing her. They didn't know anything about it. But they do deactivate credentials. So those credentials were deactivated. The White House did not confirm whether she was fired or resigned on her own. She's saying she resigned. Wow. All right, on a lighter note, how about Sarah Huckabee Sanders offering pie to a reporter after the hashtag Piegate exchange? She's offering a pecan pie to American Urban Radio Network's April Ryan after she questioned last month whether the spokeswoman actually baked a pie featured in a photo she shared on Twitter. I love it. She put it's pie time, and then she put with or without bourbon. And this, you know, was tweeted, and so apparently she decided that debate went on and on. There was she posted a photo of a pecan pie she said she made for the holiday. So Ryan responded to Sanders' photo by demanding that the press secretary post another photo of the pie on a table to prove that it was, in fact, real. So that started this whole thing of Piegate. Nothing is sacrosanct in Washington. And she promised she'd bake a pie for who said she would forego actually tasting it because of the White House's adversarial relationship with the press. Oh, that's funny. There's got to be some levity somewhere. I mean, has to be, right? With everything that's coming out of Washington, the tsunami washing out of Washington that affects you and affects me, let's face it. Because that's the truth, right? And for those of you who are traveling this holiday season, hope you got your tickets because they say they're going to shoot up in most cases 60% or so. Yeah, don't get your ticket the day before the holidays. That would be disastrous. All right, stay with us. I'm going to tell you how you could possibly win a trip to Ireland, Italy, New York, or some other exotic locale next on ATN.
Oh, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
He's a hot nerf, he makes my heart a little must go sweet. So in the dancing bird of paradise, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot nerf, he makes my heart a little must go sweet. So in the dancing bird of paradise, he ain't a nerf, he must be like a
exciting to tell you about. DK, the award-winning publisher of DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. Oh yeah, teaming up with Delta Vacations, the official vacation provider of Delta Airlines, to give people the chance to win travel packages this holiday season with the gift of travel sweepstakes. DK Eyewitness Travel and Delta Vacations will give away a trip to New York, Ireland, London, and Italy. Grand prize winners will receive a package for two that will cover airfare and hotel accommodations. Did you hear what I just said? If you win, you get a package for two that covers airfare and hotel. I was so psyched when they contacted me about this. Plus a $100 gift card, Delta Vacation sunglasses, a DK Eyewitness travel guide for the destination you'll be visiting. Like you need the sunglasses. Oh, I want the trip and the sunglasses and everything else. I mean, it's great. So each day this week, you can win a copy of Eyewitness Travel Guide New York, Eyewitness Travel Guide Ireland, Eyewitness Travel Guide London, and Eyewitness Travel Guide Italy, as well as Delta Vacation sunglasses. Enter for your chance to win the grand prize to one of the fabulous locations from Delta Vacations at www, of course, travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. No purchase necessary, none of that. It's open to U.S. 48 residents, except Alaska and Hawaii. You have to just be 21, and you have to enter by December 29th.
So how about that? Sponsor Delta Vacations. Go to travelwithdk.com. Yay! I'm excited. I'm excited about the promotion. I hope a lot of you are listening, and wherever, whatever great state you hail from or wherever you're listening, and you enter, because somebody's going to win. And it could be you, and that would be very cool. I can see a trip to Italy. I can see any of those places actually would be good, including New York. And you would have a gift card and sunglasses and a guide. The guides are pretty cool, too. All right, so there you go. That is our present to you. Go get it. Somebody be the winner. Please, please do it now. Travelwithdk.com. All right, in the meantime, we're going to kind of hit you with some, what I like to say, headers. And what I mean by headers is, believe it or not, they still have newspapers somewhere. I swear, somewhere in the world they have newspapers now. I just was, when I was traveling, I was reading newspapers, and I saw a lot of people reading newspapers. There were hotels where they were just giving you the newspaper, too, which is pretty common. All right, so if you were to pick up the New York Times, this is what you would see, and you would see pretty much on the front page, Senate and House Republicans reach a deal on the tax bill, that an agreement on a consensus bill between the House and the Senate keeps the party on track for final votes next week. That's a big deal. Then you see Democrats want to delay tax vote after Jones' victory because, of course, that could make a difference there. Then you would also see, which is pretty interesting, and we're going to do a year in review. They start their year in review on the New York Times, and they talk about from Harvey Weinstein to Pepsi to the National Park Service. There have been a lot of public apologies and non-apologies. Pretty interesting. The other thing that you would also see is PBS has said it had indefinitely suspended distribution of the Tavis Smiley's nightly talk show after an investigation found credible allegations of inappropriate behavior. We move on to another paper of record, and we'll go to the West Coast, L.A. And what does the front page of the L.A. Times say? Four women accuse Russell Simmons of sexual misconduct across three decades, including an alleged rape, and so it goes on to disclose these stories about that. Then there's another one. Here's why Disney's deal to buy Fox Studio could bring substantial layoffs, which in Los Angeles, so many people rely on the industry, so that's bad news there. Obamacare is helping patients get to the doctor and pay their medical bills. That's what a new report finds. That's something that they dove into in the Los Angeles Times. And then there is, you know, there's the normal headlines, but there's also the Thomas Fire. The Thomas Fire has been awful, and it has, I lived in California and lived near some of these areas, and I, when I was a reporter, television reporter, I can't tell you how many times I was out at fires, but I've never seen anything like this. They're talking about witnesses saying they snapped, saw snapped sparking power lines at the start of the fire, because trying to figure this out, what's the cause for it? 60 homes have been burned. The Southland is getting ripped up, 1,000 structures. Thousands of people have had to evacuate their houses. You know, I mean, it's San Fernando Valley, the foothills, Ventura County. It's the fifth largest fire in modern California history, 237,000 acres so far. And claimed one life, which is miraculous, a 70-year-old woman who died in a car crash along an evacuation route. So the fire started with high Santa Ana winds, fan flames to incredible heights, and it forced firefighters to have to pull back. And that, of course, is a very big story in the Los Angeles Times, different aspects of it, as you would imagine that it would be, because of what's happening to the people there, really depressing. We go into the middle of the country and look at the Chicago Sun-Times, and what do they have? Chicago always has a lot of local on the top, unlike some of those others I just mentioned. So they have on the top of the fold, I'll call it, They talk about this Gisele Ford's mother and grandfather got a $48 million settlement. The family of an 8-year-old got a little bit of closure, they say, when a jury sided in their favor and awarded them that settlement. Gisele was a straight-A student who was tortured and killed by her grandmother, Helen Ford, in 2013. Ugh, 8 years old. We won't even go deeper into that. It's such a depressing story, but a very big story in the Chicagoland area. I'll call it that. And then they're on the lighter side. How about this? They've got the Bulls win four straight as Fred Hoiberg thumbs nose at tanking idea. Are you tanking on purpose? What are you trying to do? You're trying to get the best draft class? It's so early for that to say that, though. But anyway, there is a story about that that would be on the front page. All right, if we jump to randomly another area that I'm going to say back to the East Coast, the Washington Post has Alabama results remake the 2018 election playbook for both parties. Trump faults others, spreads blame for Moore's loss. Everybody's talking about Bannon and that it was Bannon's fault. And then there is the story about why can the U.S. government confiscate prisoner artwork from Guantanamo Bay? And they talk about being cut off from the world and wonder if people cared about anything, and did people care that anyone was in prison, and what about this artwork and moving cells and what seemed to disappear in Guantanamo, and you know, that tug of war over over this artwork that some of the prisoners did. Whose property is it? And that's a huge, huge story. And then Walter Reed admitting John McCain undergoing chemotherapy and radiation to treat brain cancer at the National Institutes of Health next to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. So that was a big story because of people being concerned about his health and the fact that he was getting treatments, and, you know, what does that mean? All right, that's it for the headers. So traditional newspapers or online newspapers, they all have an online version. A lot of that you could see was similar taxes mentioned somewhere in the front, and whether that would be rectified between the two chambers. I'm going to introduce you to a really cool author on the flip side, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pleasure to be joined by the Reverend Patrick McAndrew, who's written a book called The Miracle Before Your Eyes. It's funny, it's something that I've talked to my friends a lot about lately, and there's starting to be more conversations, I think, about miracles, things we can't explain, etc. And I'm going to let Patrick delve more into that, but I love the idea of what he's fleshed out here, that's for sure. So Patrick, I guess the first question is, what led you to write the book?
Well, there were two different things that led me to write the book. One was I'm a minister, and I was at a minister's conference, and I was telling some of my stories, and one of the other ministers says you should write a book, and I said, but I can't, because I've had my whole life, my body has had dyslexia, and so I stopped doing things because of dyslexia. And so that's what I told him. And he looked at me and says, stop your butts. Get down and do it. But originally, you know, what caused me to write the book is because I have these personal stories in my life that as I would teach them in the different classes that I would have, I could see in people's eyes in their conversations that the stories were life transforming as they heard them, because they could relate to their own experiences in their life and use it as a beginning point. Many years ago, I was working in a 5-star restaurant, and and it was crazy. It was madness. It was very much like the TV show Hell's Kitchen with Chef Ramsay, and I was Chef Ramsay, and I didn't know it, and I didn't understand why all the people around me were angry. And although it was a great job, and I was working from one of my natural gifts, which is cooking, I wasn't happy. Life was crazy. And I ended up serving a drink to somebody who ended up being in an accident that killed himself. And it just put me into a very, 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 very dark place. And as I ended up quitting my job, quitting the restaurant industry, quit drinking. And I was sitting out by a lake, and this really strange occurrence occurred, and I felt spirit's presence all around me, saw spirit's presence all around me, and when it was done, I didn't know how to explain it, didn't know what it was, but it was the only place I wanted to live. And from that moment on, that's been my pursuit, is to live from that awareness.
Wow. Right. Wow. So take us back to the lake for a second and the strange occurrence. And you said it's hard to explain, but what was it? I mean, just something happened that, and you said you could see spirits. What was it that jolted you?
I went out and I sat by this, I was living in Chicago, and they have many little lakes that run along to the Plains River. And I went out and sat down by the lake, and I just took in a deep breath, and I let it out. And I asked God, what am I going to do? And at that point, I didn't go to church. And so it was a very strange, I hadn't been to church for 15, 16 years. So it was one of those times, and this is, what am I doing? And I sat there and I said, God, help me. Why is life so horrible? Why is this going on in my life? And I just took a deep breath in, and I let it out. And I sat there for a couple minutes just breathing, and all of a sudden I saw this flicker of light in the glass. I saw this flicker of light in the geese, the northern geese that were swimming in the lake. I saw this light energy flowing in everything. And then as I breathed it in, it was a changing moment. And I just felt this inner prompting that said, just do what I want you to do. Live from that awareness, and you can be here.
And once that happened to you, you knew, okay, wow, I get it. I'm going to do something different, and you started to change your life?
Not exactly. Because I didn't really even believe it. I didn't even believe it myself. And so as I began to process it, I began to bounce things off my wife, who was going through one of her deepest, darkest moments of time. And she had started going to church. And something that we never talked about, because she was raised without church, and I was raised in a church my soul didn't agree with. And, we began talking, and one day I went to church with her. And she was really shocked. And the church that I went to resonated with my soul. And it was little bit by little bit. And as I went in, I would put myself in different positions, I would listen to this inner prompting that would guide me. And as I listened to the inner prompting, I would also have this other voice that we call our ego that would argue with it. And I would have to work through the debate between the two and follow the softer, quieter voice. And that's what led me to each one of the events, the occurrences that I talk about in my life. And then, and one step by step, and learning spiritual principle along with that, it guided me to a place where I live most of the time in awareness of that presence, you know, spirit's presence.
How do you, in the book, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, and we're speaking with Reverend Patrick McAndrew, what do you tell people about trying to open up their hearts and their soul and understand that awareness? Because as you said, most of the time you live in that world, and it is something that you have to practice and really be open to. What do you tell people to do?
The first thing is that we have to understand is the presence is there all the time. The miracle before our eyes is there all the time. And what we have to do to change the way that we see the world, change the way that we see the way that often we've been taught to think through our many experiences and to see that presence. You know, the word heaven, translated from Greek, Aramaic, and Latin directly into English, doesn't refer to an afterlife, but actually means infinite possibilities, ever expanding potential. And so as Jesus taught about the kingdom of heaven, he said that it was right here in Luke 17:20, said that it was right here within our heart. And what we had to do is to seek its presence, you know, to look out and begin to open our eyes to this experience. You know, and at this same time, as we're seeking this presence is here, our worldly experiences, the news media and different things, many different things, cause us to look at the hardship as opposed to the miracle, this field of infinite possibilities that we get to pick and choose between. And so that's as I point out in conversations, as I point that out, is that they have to make the choice, but they have to be aware of what's there. And it's raising our awareness up to that presence, like the prodigal son story. He had to rise up from eating the pods that he was feeding the pigs, rising up into awareness, going home to his father's kingdom. That's what we have to do is in those moments of darkness, in those moments of challenges, understand two things. We have to rise up, and then it's also a learning experience. So I can look back at many of the learning experiences, many of the experiences that I have, and I can see the learning. I can see Spirit's presence in that moment prompt me, or I can see the other. But as a result of all these different experiences, I've learned to look for the learning, for this way of learning that opens me up to a deeper and deeper awareness of the One Presence.
Wow, and you would tell people that, for people who love reading personal stories about life events and they're searching for something they can't quite explain, we only have a minute left, this book is definitely for them because they'll understand more as you explain it, right?
Yeah, that's why I wrote it, is so people could look at these stories and relate to them and open up to this greater possibility within their life. And so many of the people who read my book have actually come back to my bookstore and bought more and given them to their friends.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. There's the true testament. By the way, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, you can pick it up Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can go to Litfire as well. Patrick McAndrew, The Miracle Before Your Eyes, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you.
So Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot.
As we round the bend for our final segment here on America Tonight, it's time for a little fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo with Nathan Reeder.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey, I was meaning to tell you my girlfriend said, let's do one of these again.
And here we go. All right, this is one she might appreciate, and I bet you she has an opinion on this. Almost everyone I know has an opinion on this. So here's the big setup. Having a cell phone against your ear, do you think that it's hurting you or not?
Uh, See, hurt is kind of a funny phrase.
It is a funny phrase. Well, I just want to tell you this, because this is what they're saying. The California Department of Public Health is advising people to put their smartphones down because they're saying that, especially among kids, that they've got concerns about radio frequency energy that's coming from the cell phones. The scientific community has not come up with a consensus on the risk of cell phone use, but the health department is saying they think it could affect your health, and you should definitely move it away from your bed at night. So yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's radiating frequencies. I mean, there's plenty of things that are radiating energies through you, different waves at different speeds, and, various amounts. How are you gonna tell right now? How are scientists telling how long was this longitudinal study?
Right. There's no way to know. That's what they're saying. That's why they can't come to a consensus. They can't say.
What kind of smartphone is the new generation past where phones were obviously doing damage? Because I know that we've switched a little bit over the past 10 years.
Yeah. It's crazy. I say the jury's out on that. I mean, it just is. Definitely. The jury is not out on this one, though. Check this out. Walmart is selling a marijuana Christmas tree that will light up the room. Seriously, it's the weed marijuana leaf Christmas tree. Ornaments in the bow aren't included. It's a 7-foot fake Tannenbaum, which has a street value of about $250. So the ad copy says, this pot leaf Christmas tree will light up the room and put your mind in the right headspace for the holiday cheer. You'll be able to relax and giggle at marijuana leaves and decorate it as you please. The alternative Christmas tree is perfect for professional top shelf life at home or as a medical dispensary decoration. Green wishes and happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Of course. Well, I mean, listen, this is the deal. It's legal in plenty of places. And medically speaking, too, of course. So I guess there's some interest in this. I mean, there's people interested in the tree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, make all sorts of decorations of every kind. I mean, it sounds like it's
Bingo.
Perfect in a dispensary, though, yes.
Exactly.
Get adorable decoration in a dispensary. Go for it.
I love it. All right, you're going to like this. Women are more miserable than men for most of their entire lives and are happier only, they say, after the age of 85. The National Health Institute did this study, and it found that women get progressively happier in retirement before overtaking men in their ninth decade. And the psychiatrists are saying it's because many might be widowed by then. Get out of our lives and we'll be happy.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
I could see that.
I can see that too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that's, you know, what can you say to that?
I mean, aside from, you know, heterosexual relationships that are all, a woman in a relationship is probably doing most of the heavy lifting, and that gets to be a nice time when you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about it. You know, this is actually a sad story, but it does bring up a public commentary on what a lot of conversations have been like lately in my life where people have asked me this. You know, it used to be, and this happened to me, where I got a flat tire. A guy helped me in the driving rain in the middle of New York City. He was awesome, and he was a good Samaritan, right? And there's another guy one time in my life in Dallas when I was on a deserted road coming back from a ball game. And again, I got a flat tire. Boom, a guy pulls over, helps me right away. So I was reading this story about this good Samaritan who was thrown off a bridge after trying to intervene in a couple's argument, and that's what police say got him in trouble. So he just was, the two guys ended up getting arrested because they threw this guy off of a 45-foot bridge in Shelton, Connecticut on Thanksgiving morning. Oh,
who was
who? Depressing. So what happened was there was a 25-year-old guy, Gregory Rochier, who was charged with criminal attempt at murder and assault in the first degree in connection with this altercation. Then this other guy was charged with assault, Matt Dorso, in the third degree. And what happened is they were having an argument. The one was having an argument with his 22-year-old girlfriend. And then this other guy came by and tried to stop it. And so then what they ended up doing was throwing him off the bridge. Do you believe it?
So wait, a guy really died, or both of those guys? So one was having an argument with the guy, and another one came by to help this gentleman throw him off the bridge, and he died?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, he didn't die. He has serious injuries.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's something serious going on for sure. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. But the reason I brought it up is because it brings up the question of the Good Samaritan. If you see someone in trouble, do you intervene? Or what do you do?
You know, you do what you feel is right. And it certainly pays to have training to protect yourself.
There you go. Self-defense.
Yes, self-defense.
Right.
Training and wherewithal to negotiate or to move quickly. The basic survival skills, huh?
Yeah, basic survival. That's true. And the other thing is, too, if you see something really bad, of course you could call the police. I mean, if you obviously see something that's just, you know, is out of whack or whatever, I guess, you know, it's like I said, in my own life, people have come to my aid, and very wonderful people, guys, three times. Two times I told you about, another time it happened, and I was in precarious situations, actually. So thank goodness. But, you know, now it's different. It depends. Who knows what you're seeing? You know, it's a sad commentary, I guess. I think you said it best. You do what you feel is right. That's it. There's no judgment, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it has to be. Oh, my gosh. Are we really out of time already? I hear it. I hear the horns playing. All right, Nathan Reeder, thank you.
You got it, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight. I'll see you again soon. Kate Delaney here on ATN.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.